talking about a report that was before Canmore Council on Tuesday with regards to the old daycare lands, and it was an environmental report, I understand.
Yeah, environmental impact statement, which is required when considering any development on lands next to environmentally sensitive areas. So this site, which I'm now referring to as a proposed affordable housing development on 17th Street, we used to have the daycare there and the preschool. For development to go there, we need to look at the environmental impact, and this report found it negligible, but that's because there is intensive human use in that area, and the fact that elk and deer are already accustomed to there being people and development in that area, they would adjust.
So it's not a wildlife corridor in any way.
It is not. It's not a wildlife corridor. If an elk takes a nap somewhere, it's not a wildlife corridor.
Just to jump in on this, from my perspective as an elected official, stirring the pot with the neighborhood isn't a great idea. The local neighborhood have great emotional ties to that piece of land. And however, that has been suggested since the beginning of this discussion that those lands in that neighborhood are in the middle of a wildlife corridor, but it's not, nor has it ever been considered a wildlife corridor. With the environmental impact statement that was provided by Matrix Solutions, wildlife biologists, the proposed development there is not going to impede the movement of the elk and deer and other species at all.
What's in a name? I feel like the opposition to this proposed affordable housing development has really latched on to the name Larch Park in order to portray that land as something that it's not.
It is to them, Tanya. It's a park to them.
It's a developed urban park?
Sure, but
it has a skating rink on it, and it's an empty field.
It's not a park in the inventory of the town of Canmore, but it's clearly a piece of undeveloped land that's used in a way like parks are used. So I feel for my friends that live in that neighborhood. For 35 years, they've lived there, and that's been the little park across the road. But to your point, what's in a name? A municipal reserve, which this land is always meant for future community benefit. As the needs of a community change, the way the MR lands are used also changes. Our community is changing dramatically right now, and the need for affordable housing has superseded any other need in this community. So there's community value in taking some of those municipal reserve lands and putting affordable housing there. Public hearing will occur June 17th in council chambers at 6 p.m. I encourage everybody in the community to come out.
It sounds like a lot of people have already kind of committed to coming out, and there's some people who are already interested in speaking. Sure. I think it's going to be a pretty packed council chamber that night.
Yeah, I expect it will be. Then the motion will come back for second and third readings, and one can never assume how vote will go.
Any consideration at all of taking the land that's not being redesignated, the other 50%, making it environmental reserve, and maybe address some of the concerns regarding wildlife?
There hasn't been any discussion at this time in that vein, but certainly it could enter the conversation what land use bylaw change time. And everybody should keep in mind that the reason the elk are wandering around through the town is because they know they're safe in the town site from predators. The elk don't care whether it's large lands or it's the field up by my house in Rundle View or school fields. They'll come in.
Next
they're
to
safe
the
in the town. Yeah.
They just like to sit next to the highway and sun themselves.
Yeah. Right.